Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Good morning, Kingston, and welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. I hope to make the day brighter, more beautiful, more lovely, more wonderful, etc., and other great descriptors of how you can describe your Monday. What I just had playing was Piranha by Oxys, and then what I have up next is Tropical Storm by Tara Lilly featuring King Cruel, and then White Lighter by Gene Dawson. These are all sort of like newer indie tracks that I've recently discovered. I was listening to Yellow Brick Road, and that's where I found the King Cruel one, so shout out. That's about all I have right now. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs. It's sort of an heavier on it's not experimental, but it's like pushing experimental sort of for most of the morning, and then I transitioned into a bit of like rock and then some indie folk, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. days pass me by. Often sometimes my mind is over, it's over, it's over, and over again. Sleeps into love, my teeth hurt till I'm lucid again.
Without a soul.
the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was White Lighter by Gene Dawson, and then before that it was Tropical Storm with Tara Lilly and King Cruel. What I have up next is Zombies by Heather and Balance by Monty Brooker. Heavy on like new indie releases this week. I was doing like not deep dives, but sort of like full listen throughs of the like Spotify. It's not like the generated playlist, but it's like the ones they have set, and it's a lot of like indie music or stuff like that. And then I sort of cherry picked my favorites, and this is what I've come out of with. I felt like I was in like not a used bookstore, but this is like my analogy for finding music sometimes. It's like I'm in a used bookstore and I'm like, or a thrift store even, and I'm really having to like go to war basically and find what I want to play. Because there's so much good music that it's also like, this sounds like something I've done before. This sounds too much like this, or I don't know. I'm very particular about it. It's a bit of perfectionism, and I need to like break free. But I think that's what makes me, if that makes sense. It was just Foco this weekend. That was super fun. There was a backyard show with the band Jinx, and I went and saw that. That was super awesome. I remember they did it last year, and I didn't get to go. And then I went this year, and I was like, I heard they were doing it again. I was like, I have to go. So shout out Jinx. They're always killing it, always rocking, like amazing. And then Halloween is next weekend, which is insane. I've had like a weird idea or perception of time and like the date recently, where I like thought this past weekend was Halloween in my head, like over reading week. I was like, no, like the first weekend back is Halloween. Like I need to be ready. And obviously it's not. But it's still like, oh my gosh, back to back. I am really excited for Halloween. I love it. I'm excited to do costumes and everything. I'm doing, in case anyone cared, I'm sure you guys are like, what sort of thing could Kate cook up for a Halloween costume? I was really struggling with it this year for some reason. I had a bunch of ideas, but like nothing was like, okay, like I really want to do this. And like I find making Halloween costumes and like coming up with that really, really fun. Like in grade 12, I did Danny from Midsommar, and then I just like really liked the costume because I like handmade it, and I've worn it like 3 times since. So I was like, I have to show up. So I'm hopefully gonna do Laura Palmer, but like not when she's alive. I bought plastic from Home Depot, so I'm gonna like fashion a dress out of plastic and then do like fun little waterlogged makeup and do dead Laura Palmer. Hopefully it turns out, manifest that it looks good, because otherwise that's like embarrassing. I'm going to the mansion. I'm hoping to win that $1,000 that the mansion are giving out for a costume contest. Like I need that, and I think it would do a lot of good for my ego if I won that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it turns out really, really well. I don't know. I'm just sort of like a little nervous about it. Because normally, like when I make my costumes, or when I would do that in high school and like before, my dad would help me, and it's like, now I'm doing it all by myself. I'm so scared. But fingers crossed, it looks lit and epic and awesome. Anyway, I'm sort of, this is the thing to look forward to, and the past weekend update of Kate Bassett. I'll stop, you know, talking about me and let the music play. It, like I said earlier, it is Zombies by Heather and Balance by Monty Brooker. I hope you guys enjoy.
You may not.
Good morning and welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you've just tuned in, what I had playing was If You Said by The Tulips, Pale Song by Dove Ellis. Before that, it was Monty Booker with the song Balance. I'm really embarrassed. I called him Monty Brooker earlier, and I had the name wrong, but it's Monty Booker. My bad, guys. I'm like, my brain is tired today. And then before that, it was Zombies by Heather. And then what I have up next is Tumbleweed by Twen. And then Human Happens by Magdalena Bay. I shuffle between Apple Music and Spotify depending on like what I'm listening to and how I'm feeling. And whenever I'm on Spotify, it'll be like, I do pay for a subscription for both because I'm like a loser and whatever, but I like having both because some of my friends are on Spotify, some are on Apple Music, and my sister's on Apple Music and will be like, I need a playlist, so I have to keep both, right? Anyway, whenever like one of my playlists ends, obviously dependent on what it was, but a lot of the time it's Magdalena Bay will like shuffle on next, and obviously like they just released, maybe not obviously, but they did just release a new single, so this is what has been playing after each of my playlists and stuff like that. It's either Caroline Polachuk or Magdalena Bay, depending on what I'm listening to. That will always be like the next on the list for Spotify to generate, and it's like, okay, I get it, I got it. That's not me being like a diss. I do really love, it's just funny, and that's how I was like, oh, they have a new single out because I hadn't heard this one. So anyway, that's Tumbleweed by Twen and Human Happens by Magdalena Bay.
hearts that like to live deliciously.
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Hi, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. If you are just tuning in, I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was P by Glico. That's with three I's, G-L-I-I-C-O, in case anyone was wondering. Human Happens by Magdalena Bay, and then Tumbleweed by Twen. What I have up next is Halogen by Sword 2, and All My Friends Are Models by Sophia Stell. Sword 2 has been my secret little discovery for, I'd say, 2 years. I found them second year right before February Reading Week, so just under 2 years. And I was like, I'm so niche and different because I found this band and I love them. And they just released a new single, and so I thought I had to play them. And then Sophia Stell is just like, she's Toronto and I love her. She's great. So I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Vacation by Last Light, All My Friends Are Models by Sophia Stell, and then all the way back, it was Halogen by Sword 2. I was saying I loved Sword 2 when I first found them in, like, February 2024? I'm gonna say, yeah, 2024, because that would have been, yeah, 2024. I had to think, I had to do the math in my head. And their first album was really, or I don't think it was their first album, but the one I discovered them on, I think it was called Bug. It's sort of noise poppy, and when I was on my other show, I'll Try Anything Once, shameless plug, I included them on my noise pop episode, but... they sort of have, like, switched it up. Okay, I was totally wrong. The album is not called Bug. I don't know where I got that. Oh, it's because one of the songs is First Rule of the Bug. It's, the album is Spirit World Tour. Came out the 23rd of June, 2023. I highly recommend checking it out. Their new album, Electric Hour, comes out November 14th, so not long now. And I'm really excited for it. I didn't know they had a new single, and it's kind of huge for me. And then what I have up next is Limbo by Cam Kane, which I've said this before, but I have seen Cam Kane before he blew up. He opened for Inhaler in 2023 when I went and saw them in Toronto for the first time when I was in first year. Or no, it wasn't 2023. It was 2022 when I was in grade 12. And I went and saw them, and they played at the Phoenix, I believe. And their opener canceled, so they got Cam Kane to come in. And I was, like, enthralled by it because I was like, I've never heard of him. I think he's from Hamilton. And, like, this is, like, different music that I hadn't really heard before. And I would drive to pick up my sister from her musical rehearsals after school and sit in the parking lot with the windows down listening to his, like, EP, the first one, reading my book, trying to be, like, different or something. I don't know. And I thought I was so, like, oh my gosh, I'm so, like, indie alternative niche. Like, come on. Who wants me? And now, like, he's just got a record deal. So I've been around the Cam Kane info, the know, for a long time. I just got it. I was, same thing with Inhaler, guys. Like, I'm locked in the music scene. We'll see. Who knows? Anyway, and then after that, I have Waverly by Buttes. I hope you guys enjoy.